whispered so far. I think I needed some time. You'll be back, I don't mind.
Hello, WMFO. This is Leah speaking, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So that song actually cut a little early, but you win some, you lose some. I'm here with a couple of guests that we'll introduce after this next song, and this is, and let's, hopefully it plays, 93 Till Infinity by Souls of Mischief.
What's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Plus, and my man Oak. You know, he's dope. And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, you know, we're going to up you on how we just chill.
Dollar seven digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus, she got friends, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swigging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler.
I'm gun, take her home and quickly do this. I need not explain this. A Plus is famous, so baby. Maybe it's just all in my head. So
we just heard Umi's Love Affair. So we are, what, it's 8:12, and now we can actually introduce who's in the studio. Guys, all your mics on. What's up?
Hi, I'm Tyler Duart. I come from Brockton, Massachusetts. I'm a freshman at Tufts. I'm really glad to be on the show today.
Woo! Thank you, government name.
Yeah, I know, first and last name.
Middle name Bot is Michael behavior. Montgomery.
Okay. Yeah,
I had to give the full one.
I'm Serena, friend of Leah's.
Hey.
I feel like that's it, no?
I mean, hey.
Yeah, your one thing is you're Leah's friend. Oh,
thanks, man.
Damn.
No. I'm Leah's friend as well.
W.
Hi, I'm Naru. This is my third appearance. I'm also Leah's friend.
Yeah, Naru is a returner. This is like her third show. Spring schedule's out, and I got a new slot, so for those of you who tuned in at Saturday at 4 a.m., my new slot is Thursday's 4 p.m. So we're doing it in broad daylight this semester.
Moving up the radio food chain.
Tap in, seriously. Mm-hmm. So just a little recap of what we heard. The first song was Romulus Wolf is Brunette, and then thanks to Serena, 93 Till Affinity by Souls of Mischief, and then again, Love Affair by Umi. So last night was the Grammys. I don't think any of us watched. Nobody got cable like that anymore.
Speak for yourself.
You watched?
No, I'm lying.
Okay.
Come on, I know Kayla watched.
Kayla watched. Shout out Kayla.
Yeah, our friend Kayla watched. She's a dedicated from home. She went
from home.
Yeah, our friend living in Medford.
Yeah, our friend Kayla lives in Medford, so she just got to go home, do wash day, and just
watch the Grammys.
Watch the Grammys. I was so mad, but there were some pretty good categories. I would say SZA won. What was it, like best R&B single? I could be so wrong. What was her category?
It was like best progressive something.
Oh yeah, progressive R&B, because we were
like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, what does progressive R&B even mean? But neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're just gonna keep the show going for a little bit, and who wants to announce this next song?
In honor of SZA's big win yesterday, Snooze.
I think I know what
testify for you. I do that 3-4 times again. I testify for you. I thought I like you, that I do it all that I'm around. You scared to do? I'm not. Long as you joking, now here for me. I got it. Mobbing, scheming, looting, hide your bodies. Long as you dreaming about me, ain't no problem. I don't got nobody just with you right now. Tell the truth, I look better under you. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can us lose and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. I can just lose and miss the moment. You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. You do. In a drop top ride with you, I feel like Scarface. Like that wipe with the bob, I'll be your main one. This argument back up to my place. Sex remind you I'm not violent, I'm your day one. We had, yeah, it was magic, yeah. Smash and grab, yeah. Nasty habits take a hold when you're not here. Ain't a home when you're not here. Hard to grow when you're not here, I'm saying. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I lose and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. I can't lose when I'm with you. How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody do body like you do. You do.
I genuinely love that song. Oh my god.
Yo, was that on air?
That was on air.
My fault. I'm just tuning in to SZA.
So we are all in a very Grammys mood right now. There were some snubs, I won't even lie. Shout out Lana Del Rey.
Shout out Travis.
Travis?
What?
For what? Album of the year. Who did you lose to?
Or rap album of the year.
Killer Mike.
Who is that?
Who Mike is Mike?
Killer Mike.
I have
Michael.
Never heard of this man, but you know, give him his Grammy, I guess. He got arrested though. Did you guys hear that?
He got arrested the minute he was in cuffs at the Grammys. Wait, I think.
About this. That's crazy.
He was in cuffs, and I think it was for. Oh, it was some like small crime though. It wasn't like.
It was probably like public discernment or whatever.
Even if maybe like tax evasion or something like that.
Tax evasion is crazy.
Tax evasion at the Grammys would be crazy, actually.
He won 3 awards.
There is no piece.
3 awards.
No piece at any of these award shows.
No diss though. I should tune into his music, but I guess he's.
Can somebody? I was looking at his album.
Can we look at his song?
Yeah. What's his name again?
It's like Killer Mike.
Killer Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, well, while we look at Killer Mike, we're going to play a Lana Del Rey song because
she got robbed.
Shout out Lana. I'm so sorry, you guys.
Shout out Lana.
Shout out Lana. Anyways, this is from Norman Blank Rockwell, How to Disappear.
Oh!
Never mind, guys. So sorry. I skipped the cue like 3 times. We're just going to play SZA in the background while I cue Lana again. That was really, it is a fantastic song. It was just really awkward that I plugged Lana Del Rey.
No, I mean, I'm for playing
SZA 24/7,
honestly.
I'm so sorry.
Not even joking.
I'm so sorry. I mean, listen, at least SZA's in the background. Are we complaining?
We should put her in the forefront.
Are they listening to this
right now? They are listening to this right now. They're hearing everything that's going on right now. Okay, so I said, what was I going to play? How to Disappear. This is really unprofessional. But
this is my first Lana song, actually.
Ever?
You've ever heard?
Never. All right,
so we have an uncultured.
Oh, this is funny because we were talking about that.
that bot on Hinge who was like, I'm 0.05%. Like, that is such a pick me.
Pick me.
All right, all right. So this is actually How to Disappear by the Lana Del Rey.
John met me down on the boulevard. Cry on his shoulder, cause life is hard. The waves came in over my head. What you been up to, my babe? Haven't seen you around here lately. All of the guys tell me lies, but you don't, you just crack another. You're still here. This is how to disappear. This is how to disappear. Joe met me down at the training yard. Cuts on his face cause he fought too hard. And now he's in over his head. But I love that man like nobody can. He moves mountains and pounds them to ground again. I watch the guys getting high as they fight for the things that they hold deep. Forget the things they fear. This is how to disappear. This is how to disappear. Again.
after everything that day had gone all wrong and been trampled on and lost and thrown away. Got to the hallway, well on my way to my loving bed. I almost didn't notice all the roses and the note that said, our song is a slamming screen door, sneaking out late, tapping on your window when we're on the phone and you talk real slow. It's late and your mama don't know. Our song is the way you left the first date, man. I didn't kiss her and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again. A window when we're on the phone and he talks real slow, 'cause it's late and his mama don't know. Our song is the way he left the first date, man. I didn't kiss him and I should have. And when I got home, for I said amen, asking God if he could play it again and play it again.
Banger, absolute banger. There's nothing more that I like. I don't love anything more than I love that song. Oh my gosh. And I'll go with a little bit of a country accent when I do it. Oh my gosh.
Tapping into your Virginia heritage.
Tapping into my Virginia roots, which you two, because Serena and Nadu are both from Virginia. They
shout
don't
out DMV.
Shout.
All from the same place.
Shout out DMV.
Except for Tyler.
So Tyler's a little jealous, actually.
I'm actually glad I'm not from the DMV, but this is not something I want to get into. I'm a proud Bostonian.
Brocktonian. Tyler, I swear to God, every time we say the words DMV, I can see you like twitching a little bit.
No, but I don't know. He has the soul of a DMVer.
He is the. I mean, your brother. Actually, I'm not gonna say.
He's basically gonna
don't dox his brother. Yeah, let me not dox his brother.
I don't have a brother, actually.
There is no
point
brother.
Point is, he will be visiting us.
He will
soon.
Yeah, for
maybe
spring break, he will be
I
in the DMV.
For DC,
thank you.
For DC,
but not Virginia. It. Come on now.
I'm not gonna say anything. But the Ravens, the Ravens just ruined everything. So. Oh.
The Raven? You're kidding me. The
Ravens ruined everything.
Are you serious?
You yes had too much to say during that game.
I was gonna say.
I remember what you were commenting.
We have a little group chat, and Tyler was being a little too sassy for my liking.
I would actually disagree. I was actually backing you guys.
I didn't feel like that.
Of the National Football League, and all of a sudden, you know, you guys just lost the game. And
you know
guys,
what?
I told my friend Soliana listening right now, and she said, "Shout out DMV!
Shout out DMV!" My mom's gonna
DMVK. But that's some Boston slang. If y'all don't know what that means, but
no one knows what that means.
No one knows what that
means. You guys
you're
are
the outsider.
Not from here.
Yeah, Tyler is what out of the 13? There's maybe four of you aren't from the DMV,
and two of us
South
are from
Dakota.
Mass, though. Represent Boston.
I swear, Naya is basically from the DMV.
South Dakota isn't a real place,
which is why
it
she claims
tumbleweeds.
It does have tumbleweeds. She did send a photo
See,
of a tumbleweed.
Who knew that tumbleweeds were real? Because I thought that was a cartoon thing, like quicksand was. You know,
when she said
quicksand
that,
is
feels
also
like
real.
No, but you know, like listen. Like as a child, I always thought quicksand was like an impending threat.
Have you ever seen Indiana Jones fall in quicksand?
Can you chill? You know
uncultured,
my point.
Uncultured.
You know what? Not the point. Anyways, we played Miss Taylor Swift because she did win her, 13th Grammy, which I'm not particularly too excited about. Actually, speaking of the whole, Ravens-Chiefs sort of situation, we got really pressed because of the whole Travis Kelce and Taylor
but
Swift thing.
At the end
thing
of the day, it's not her fault that she's on air.
I would beg to differ. Anyways.
Listen, I just think that, you know, the NFL wants to profit off her, and
they
absolutely are.
I'm just
it's
tired
just
of
bad for the game.
The fact that I saw her and Travis Kelce make out for like 2 minutes during the ring ceremony for the
Cameron
AFC.
Cameron did not pan to anyone else.
That was
literally.
That happened out of nowhere, though. They started dating out of nowhere. From my point of view, at least.
I honestly don't even remember.
I actually don't even remember when this started. Could not tell you when this started.
Like so long, I open Instagram, I see Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I'm like, all right, cool. Cool beans.
Neither here nor there. But
indeed,
we're going to keep going with some Grammy winners because we have a little bit of a theme going on.
It's Grammy night.
It's Grammy night.
Coco Jones.
Go Coco Jones. But this next one is shout out Miley Cyrus for winning her first Grammy. We're not going to play. Oh,
applause.
That's crazy, though. Her first Grammy, like.
I know. It's
who would have thought?
Yeah. Yo, a long way from Hannah Montana, though. That's
for sure. She didn't shout out Billy Ray.
She didn't shout out Billy Ray?
No.
Were they beefing, though?
Are they beefing, though?
I think they are. Just her mom and her sister and, like, everyone else.
Yo. Nah, bro. Billy Ray is my favorite show in the OG. Yeah, she is up.
I had no idea they were beefing. I actually don't know the Cyrus family beef, to be fair. I don't really keep up with them.
I don't think a lot of people do.
I don't think anybody
does. I just
like
seeing the evolution of her stare.
Oh my gosh, did you see that? The from what circa Hannah Montana to now,
yeah,
it's just
from,
her
like,
big blue
yeah.
eyes just yeah. staring into the camera.
But I like her hair color now.
She looks so good.
She looks really good
she
now.
Looks
her hair
so
is
good.
Getting...
Tyler, any comment?
No, I didn't watch it.
I think he's ready for the next song.
Yeah, he's ready for the next song. So no. we're. No?
I am ready for the
you
next
ready
song.
For the next song? Okay, so this next song, shout out to her Hannah Montana era because that's, let's be honest, best era. So we're going to play a little, not even a throwback. Gonna Get This by the one and only Hannah Montana circa 2010 featuring, what's his name? E.S.?
I could not tell
you. He was the guy that sang Replay. Shoddy. Like that guy?
Oh, yeah.
How do you say his name, though? Is it
Ooh, low key cute.
We know.
We
know. Like a melody.
In my head, but I can't keep. Okay, nice.
Na-na-na-na.
Anyways, this is Gonna Get This.
I can hear you cranking up them speakers. I don't really want to show up any later. Because soon we got a party like it's New Year's.
Yo, I'm loving all the music that they're playing. But I ain't hearing anything you're saying. Tonight we're gonna get this, gonna live exquisite.
Somebody dance beside me. Cause I'm feeling good at this party. Yeah, I'm fly just like Bob Marley. So here we go, gal. Just on the top.
Are you the boy, the boy?
Walk to three, could you smile for a picture? Tonight we gonna get this, gonna really love it.
Somebody just said, Hannah, do you already have a man? Cause I'm smooth like Carlos Santana. Well, here we go, boy, just crank it up. Are you the boy, the boy, the boy? The honest truth, the real McCoy. If you're the boy, the boy, the boy, then make me feel like a movie.
This guy can be the one to. Be my girl, and love me just.
actually so good. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Now I need to watch more DCOMs in my life.
I know.
More DCOMs? Not familiar with the term.
Disney
Channel original movies.
Okay. You actually mentioned this. That term
said,
at dinner.
I said this at dinner because I've watched a lot of... Is DCOM the right word? I feel like I'm saying it slightly wrong.
Well, no, okay, what is your favorite... DCOM,
yeah.
What's your favorite DCOM?
Hold on. I like Camp Rock. Is that controversial?
I feel like that is controversial.
Is that... Miss.
Is that a bad...
The sequel is better. I love Camp Rock.
They're corny, bro. And the Camp Rock knees.
All DCOM movies are corny.
Yeah, but nah. Oh, the best DCOM is Let It Shine. Not even anything.
Where do you...
That is the best DCOM TV show, TV channel movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's undefeated, and it was way ahead of its time.
I mean, you remember the, what's that thing? The ant farm monster. Ooh, was it the
the monster movie.
The monster. Oh,
with Chyna Ann McClain.
It's a movie?
Was that a movie? Is that an episode?
I don't know.
It was an episode.
Oh, but Chyna Ann McClain was supposed to be Olivia Rodrigo.
I feel Lemonade Mouth was a movie.
Lemonade Mouth, Geek Charming, Girl vs. Monster.
Didn't like Geek Charming.
Girl vs. Monster
was so starstruck.
Starstruck.
Come on now.
I am a starstruck.
I know now we clown on it, but at the time, Radio Rebel low-key.
Cornball.
No, you're not even. No,
the reaction says it all. The reaction says it all. Yo,
wait, no, now we're literally. Hold on. Sorry, not to make that connection, but low-key, what are we doing right now? We are on radio. Think about it.
Corny.
Shut up.
Twitches. One and two. Those movies are
Freaky
also...
Was Freaky... Yeah, with...
Right? Invisible
was that even a DCOM, though?
I think it was. I don't know, but I like Teen Beach Movie.
Oh,
I was actually going to shout out Teen Beach Movie.
Shout out Cloud Nine. Shout out Wendy Wu, Homecoming Warrior.
Yes. Yo, Shadow loves that movie. Oh, my
God. Yo, I don't know.
Shout out
my people back from the DMV watching right now. Yeah, shout out
to my mom. Hi, mommy.
People. Not my people.
Our people.
But I would shout out my grandma. I love you, grandma.
Okay.
I miss my grandma.
You know what? Okay, enough is enough. It's 8:37. The hour is going by really fast. So we're going to keep with the Disney theme. And this song isn't actually like...
Tyler, you introduce it.
Yeah, you know what? Actually...
It would be my pleasure.
Hold on, wait. Before you introduce it, we got to give a little rundown. Not even a rundown, but this song, we're going to have the mic still on so you can hear everything we're saying. Tyler wants to rap the verse. Anyways, why don't you introduce it?
Yeah. So as I mentioned earlier, Let It Shine is the greatest Disney movie. Any of those channel movies, Let It Shine is by far the clearest. You know, way ahead of its time for pop culture. You know, as a black man myself, it's Black History Month.
Shout out Coco Jones. Shout out
Tyler James Williams. You know, my goat actually. Do you guys watch
Abbott?
I love Abbott. Isn't he?
Abbott? Yes.
Was
Abbott.
It him or was it his brother that's on Abbott?
No, it's him. But also, Everybody Hates Chris.
Yes,
exactly.
Banger. Yes. I mean, he kind of doesn't miss. So, yeah, we were looking at the rap at the end of the movie. Now, guys, the bars that were... This is a Disney movie, mind you. The bars that were dropped? Yo, bro. You cannot catch, like, half these rappers today. Like, imagine Yeet doing something like this? No.
Simply no.
You know, it's way ahead of its time. These are just regular actors. Like, who's writing the script? They should get a Grammy.
I wonder who the ghostwriter is.
Yeah, not for real.
We'll look into that.
Yeah, you know,
shout
be a little psycho.
They're not on strike anymore.
Yeah, strike's over.
Oh shit.
Abbott season 4 coming out.
I mean, like, so they had a strike, but I'm glad that it's over, so now we can get our shows soon.
Hey, word. Anyways. Palador, what are you singing?
Moment of Truth, Bling vs. Truth, final rap battle for the championship. I forget what it's called though.
The rap battle? Whatever it was, it ate.
It ate down.
So you know what? The girls are gonna put our mics down. We're gonna keep Tyler's all the way up.
Turn up for Tyler Duarte.
All right, you ready?
I'm sorry if you know me.
This is our mama llama.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Yeah.
All right, Tyler Duarte, it's all you, man.
Go ahead, TT.
I'm rapping this whole thing.
If you know it, you got it.
You don't start it long. Oh, so you're a rapper now. Okay. Here we go again. prepare to meet your end. Just looked you up on Facebook, you have zero friends. This kid's a loser, yo, he ain't even kissed a girl. You write her love letters, I buy her ice and pearls, so how you like me now? Even Roxanne's in the background saying, wow, bling's got style, I'm off the gold chain. If you a rapper, why is Chris your backup dancer like an extra soul train? I see your mommy and your daddy in the front row, they must be embarrassed for you, bro. You're not a real MC, you should quit hip-hop. Now be a good bus boy and go get your bling. You don't want the battle, you a snake without the rattle. You're the horse without the saddle, the ranch without the cattle, the day without the shadow, son, I think you just skedaddle, keep grapple. Sayonara, punk, arriva, derche, what language do I have to say it in for you to hear me clearly? Adios, amigo, you're over with, finito, this clown couldn't rap anything. Kid, you have to hold your mommy's hand before you cross the string. You have to sneak out the house just to clean and sweep, and now you look queasy, I made him go mute. Put your camera phones up so you can post this on YouTube. Truth got a screw loop, he's terrified to bust, so lightweight that I can blow him over with a gust. You're weak like 7 days, you deserve booze. You should walk around in some high heel shoes. You should rock pigtails in a skirt. You're shaking in your boots, are your feelings getting hurt? Ooh, well maybe I should hurt more than your feelings. Maybe I should rip the roof off the theater ceiling. Maybe you should start kneeling, his eyes are getting misty. You're so whack, if you were me, you couldn't kiss me. I messed up, did you miss me? I'll take you out to dinner after I've eaten this pipsqueak. And when we're on vacation, I let him house it. Here's a couple bucks, buy yourself a better outfit. Alright.
Feel good?
I'm feeling so good.
You wanna keep going?
No, we're about to go. We're about to go in for the kill right now.
Let's go.
About to go in for the kill.
Tyler Dwyer, everyone.
You know what? You don't have a stack of cash or a flashy pad. I saw you last week driving a taxi cab. Your secret's out, and now they know, sport. We'll call you free, need a ride to an airport. In fact, you can drop me off at home after this. Then you could take a couple bucks back, but as a tip. You're playing yourself like Tyler, telling everyone that's here that you're a millionaire. You're not a baller, you're a phony. I bet your whole crew was a bunch of Rana homies. And now you lie in bed lonely. Your persona's a facade. The only girls you get are in the pages of a catalog. Here stands Lord of the Bluff. His lies are legendary till the truth made him hush. And what's funny is the truth is enough. Why'd you have to make up all the money and the stuff? I guess it's easier to play the role and act hard, cause you don't have the guts to tell us who you really are. So you can keep a trophy that you don't deserve. I might be a busboy, but you just got served. Thank you.
Beautiful. Actually, show-stopping performance.
Thank you.
Went harder than I thought it would, to be honest.
You know, I just want you to be so aware that this is forever archived. So we can always look back.
Please,
I didn't know that before this.
We can look back at that beautiful performance. Anyways, we're gonna take a little talking break, and we're gonna keep going with Let It Shine. This is a banger in my opinion. This is a Don't Run Away.
Yeah. 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 Her beauty's crazy, I watch her from the crowd. Her voice is so amazing, she make her mama proud. I tried to send her flowers, but she has no address. Her home is in my heart, it's like she never left.
This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. Don't run away, don't run away from the truth, cause I'm not giving up on you. Don't run away from the truth, cause I'm not giving up on you. Show me you got fire, but I'm preaching to the choir. I know you know the whole world is watching you, so
they say true love is blind, that real romance is timeless. You're like my favorite movie, play it then rewind it. Cause baby, you're the finest, your love, I'm gonna find it. And when I do, I run away with you somewhere where they can't find us.
This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up.
This is more than a crush, more than a like, more than a love. Baby, I'ma make you mine, and I ain't giving up. Don't worry. Why I had to write this instead. Let's be friends, start out slow. Get to know you beyond your glow. You're more than meets the eye. Girl, you're pterodactyl fly. Way back when you knew my name. Don't run away.
Alright, thank you so much, Leah. So we're going to get real for a minute now and talk about some pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
All right, next up, we're gonna play another Grammy winner. This is Victoria Monet's Go There With You. If it decides to play. There you go.
Better. could stop. Sounds so good, I just can't sing no more. Turn it down, turn it up, I don't know. I don't know. No. But don't stop, don't move. Just keep it there,
right there.
Keep it right there,
right there.
She won't repeat, play you everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, play you everywhere I go. Put you on repeat, play you everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, play you everywhere I go.
Actually, such a banger every time. That was Zendaya's one hit wonder, because she didn't release anything else after that. That was Zendaya's Replay.
She'd never done anything wrong in her life.
She has never done anything wrong in her entire life.
That's my professional opinion.
That is also my professional opinion. But sadly, we are. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Oh, my bad. What was that?
My bad.
I thought that was me, and I was like, oh my goodness. Anyways, so sadly, we are. Towards the end of the hour, we're gonna do a little send off. It's been a great time.
This was a good one. It's my favorite one so far.
This might be one of my favorite ones.
I had a great time. Thank you guys for having me.
Tyler Dwork, you're coming back?
Duh. ASAP.
All right. Well, this is Leah.
This is Tyler.
Serena.
This is Nadu.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo! Yeah. We will be back.
We will. Mom, grandma.
Okay. Shout out to my mom. Love you. I will be back this Thursday at 4 p.m. If anyone cares to tune in, that'd be really nice. But we're going to end off our beloved Grammys run with, sadly not, an actual Jay-Z song, because all the songs are explicit. We're going to end with Umbrella by Rihanna, because he won, I think, the Golden Award. It was like one of those renowned, I don't know. It was a big award. Anyways, congrats to Jay-Z. Good job for dissing the Grammys because they deserve that diss. Mm-hmm. And anyways, this is, again, Umbrella by...
Top 5 rapper of all time.
Top 5 rapper of all time. Oh, hey, and this is Umbrella by... Umbrella!
No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And G5s are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in still be my star, baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there, with you I'll always share, because when the sunshine we shine together, told you I'll be here forever, said I'll always be your friend, took an oath I must stick it out to the end.
Well, that sounded really good. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Hi, it's